The fallout from last weekend's blizzard continued to dominate headlines through this most recent week. I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review. Carroll and Carroll County authorities were kept very busy over the weekend assisting local motorists who became stuck in drifts, as well as responding to a serious accident and a car fire in the overnight hours on Saturday. The accident occurred early last Sunday morning on Highway 30 to the east of the Country Club after the driver struck a car that had become stuck in a drift on the highway and abandoned. Fire Chief Greg Schreck says the accident was an unfortunate occurrence, but it was a situation that not only put the lives of those in the vehicle in jeopardy, but also those of all the first responders who were called to the scene. The Carroll farmer, who has been embroiled in a nearly three-year-long battle over a grain leg that projects into protected airspace at the Carroll Airport, is seeking a resolution. Lauren Danner and his attorney, Steve Hamilton, came before the Carroll County Board of Supervisors requesting a $100,000 contribution to the $200,000 or more cost of lowering the leg by about 60 feet. Danner has also asked the Airport Commission to consider dropping the $200 per day penalty assessed for each day the leg was not lowered. That amount is now topping $60,000. The supervisors entered into a closed session for discussion, but no decision was made on that contribution. They will be entering into another closed session on March 11th after having time to conduct some research. The Danner case has been appealed to the Iowa Supreme Court, and all parties are awaiting a judge's ruling. After months of investigating the records of 515 priests who have been members of the clergy in the Sioux City Diocese since 1902, a list of 28 was released that have had credible allegations of sexual abuse of a minor levied against them. Of those on the list, 21 have served in parishes throughout the seven-county listening area. The earliest priests on the list were pastors in the early 1930s, with others having served in the late 2000s. The full list was made available to the public, and the diocese has said they will continue to add to this list as credible reports from victims continue to come in through their victims' assistance coordinator. They also said they want the victims to know that the diocese believes in and cares for them, and they will do everything in their power to support and help them while also working to prevent future abuses. Road conditions remained unfavorable for days after the winter storm blew through the area last weekend. On Tuesday morning, students became briefly stranded near Lorville after the bus taking them to class at South Central Calhoun got stuck. Students were transferred to another bus only 15 minutes later, and no injuries or damages were reported. Superintendent Jeff Cruz has called this winter one of the worst he's seen in his 23 years as a superintendent. St. Anthony Regional Hospital announced on Wednesday they are launching a $7 million capital campaign to help fund a new $16.5 million cancer center on their Carroll campus. CEO and President Ed Smith calls the project a capital moment for our region and community, as the new project will expand treatments already available at their cancer center. And that's been your look at the Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.